Part 8, Counting, Activity Number 3.
Black markers.
Katerina and Angelica pass out black markers.
All right. I want you to put the answer next to the equal sign. I'm going to pass out. You have,
The teacher is handing out problems on yellow circles.
Longer problems. You're going to add three numbers. Read that to me. I'm kind of tough, aren't I?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I did it.
Okay, I need...
Angelica puts 3 on the circle with 2 plus 2.
2 plus 2 equals 3.
I'm going to give you each a pile.
The teacher is handing out several circles to each student.
I need you to have a finished pile.
5 plus 4.
A to-do pile.
4, 3.
To-do pile and a finished pile.
1, 2.
This is a coin.
You're right. I'll help you show you how to put it in. Can you read that to me?
What coin is it?
It's just a circle. It is a gold coin. What coin would you like it to be?
4, 5, 6, 7.
$1.
Okay, $1.50 coming up.
The blind student reads the Braille equation off the paper coin.
It's 7.
Can you read the problem sign?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, write number sign 7. Just right there at the bottom.
The paper coin is in the Braille writer.
You don't have to worry about putting it in. Just put it at the bottom. Okay, put in your finished pile on your left side. There's your to-do pile.
The blind student has a new coin with the problem 3 plus 2 plus 1 on it.
3 plus 2 plus 1.
I don't know.
Okay, should I get some counters? 3 plus 2.
5.
Plus 1 more. Got it. Put it in. Open. Close. Put it in. Nope, circle straight line down.
6, 7, 8.
Circle.
9.
Straight line down.
The next segment has the students sitting in front of a chalkboard. On the chalkboard, there are laminated black paper kettles. The kettles are numbered 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
I have some black pots up on this board, and that's where we're going to put our gold coins from the leprechaun from St. Panchakstan. Number.
The blind student is standing in front of the number 4 kettle.
If your answer ends with a 4, you're going to put it on this pot. If your answer ends with a...
The student will move to each numbered kettle.
5.
You're going to put it on that pot. If your coin ends with the answer of...
6.
You're going to put it where? Smack it.
6.
I don't know. Find it.
Yeah.
Okay. I did okay. Keep going.
7.
You sure?
Yeah.
Next one.
8.
Sure.
Check it.
9. Where is it? Bottom of the cauldron.
9.
Okay, and what's the last one?
9.
What'd you get?
9.
Okay. We have a chair. We're going to do one at a time. Whatever your answer is, you're going to come to the board and put it on the right pot.
Angelica is looking for the number 4 kettle, which corresponds to the answer for the problem on her paper circle. She walks down to the number 9 kettle, and then walks down to the number 4 kettle.
Good.
She walks back to number 9, and then back
Where's
to number 4.
Pot? Where's your pot?
She places the circle on the number 4 kettle. It is now Tyshawn's turn. He is looking for the number 6 kettle. He finds it and places the circle on it.
All right. Have a seat. Katerina, go show me the one that has the most coins.
Katerina stands up and points to the number 8 kettle.
Has the most coins on it? Look to your right there, girl.
The number 9 kettle is actually the most full.
Which one has the least amount of coins?
She correctly identifies kettle number 7.
Have a seat.